West Tyrone, a constituency with a traditionally strong nationalist vote, and the border town of Strabane reflects that with Sinn Féin and SDLP election posters adorning the lampposts at every turn. Along with Derry, Strabane is still listed as one of the UK's unemployment black spots. Nearly 8% of those working age claim benefits. A topic of conversation here in Dixie's American Bar, where patrons told me employment promises have been broken.
It's well documented that Strabane is the highest population of unemployment and what have you. But there has been promises of employment arriving here, but it hasn't arrived. I haven't had one MP arrive at my door in this campaign. Are they doing enough? I think that answers it.
Joe Mullen agrees, but says many other issues also need tackled.
There's too many places lying empty in Strabane. These industrial estates and buildings are all lying empty.
The one up beside O'Neill's, I suppose, is
That's a good example.
Have you decided on who you're voting for yet?
Not as yet.
Will you be easily swayed, do you think? Are you between a few parties?
2 to 3 parties.
Businesses in Strabane town centre have faced a challenging few years. Rising rates and the shift of footfall towards the Asda development at the other end of town. And in recent months, the weak euro rate leaving retailers competing with towns such as Letterkenny and Bala Buffet. However, Mark O'Neill, owner of Gray's Tea Rooms on the main street, has a more positive story.
Business has been good since we opened. It's been very steady, very busy, and we have very little complaints so far.
Obviously, it's election time now. Mm-hmm. Politicians coming knocking on your door.
Well, I haven't seen one yet, so I haven't. There's some of them being eaten, but none of them has knocked on my door to ask me, have I any issues or do you need any? And thankfully, I haven't need to go to any of them. In fairness to them, we have got the shop front scheme, which has been a great help to the town. It's ongoing, and it has brought a new look to the town. It's not finished yet, it is improving. I don't have any major issues.
And 19 miles up the road in Oma, the other main town in the constituency, those sentiments appear to be echoed.
I think the business is not on a bounce, but it's on certain recovery.
Marcus Isherwood is the director of Creative Media. He says although one party's dominated the seat since 2001, he'd like to see other politicians discuss their mandate with him.
I think they need to be more visible. I think they need to be more accessible. The whole idea of having elected representatives, you can see them, you can get to talk to them, they can deal with issues. I haven't had a knock on the door from anyone, and I have to say I'm really, really disappointed. I think it's such a shame that I can't say that somebody made the effort to come and see me. Do they actually want my vote? It would be better if there was more competition around it, for want of a better word.
Well, that's the business sector. What about the ordinary voter on the street?
The health issues and bringing people into the town and building up the town and getting in businesses and things that like horrible bridge, like they spent an awful lot of money on that for nothing, and I think that was a bit pointless where they could have used the money elsewhere. So
have you had many of the politicians knocking on your door?
Nobody.
Rather than more in the political end of it, the green and the orange thing, they need to be back to the basics of what really counts and people putting money into people's pockets and creating employment.
Agriculture and the agri-food sector are big employers in West Tyrone. William Watson believes times are getting harder for the agriculture industry. His dairy farm is located between Strabane and the village of Sion Mills. He says strong representation for the farming industry is what's needed.
How would you fancy going to your work all week and the end of the week your employer saying, thanks very much, you've done a good job all week, but I have no money to pay you? And that's sort of the way we are at the minute.
What are you wanting from politicians?
More results from the promises they make. Making better representation to us, both at local level, at our MLAs in Stormont, and again at Westminster, and putting greater emphasis back to Europe. But I think we need more emphasis from our politicians to get their voices heard.
Over 37,000 people turned out to vote in West Tyrone back in 2010. And with just 7 days to go until polling day, William, like many others I've spoken to today, remains undecided as to who will get his vote.
There's possibilities, I just don't know.
And what do you think will sway you?
Maybe tradition. maybe hear someone on the television, maybe hear someone on the wireless that say, oh right, maybe we'll give that person a chance this time. Just at this minute in time, I don't know.